The Royal Rumblings have settled and the road to WrestleMania is officially being paved. Guitars are being smashed, matches are being set, and a man is looking at himself in the mirror, and it's definitely not me.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, from the land of the lost, trans-Canada cross, patriotic in a honor with my hand on my heart. From the greatest
I think I like this.
I like it.
To the rockiest mountains and everything in
between. What was the Black Panther fist?
No, it's just a fist. It's not necessarily, okay. I mean, yes, I support that. But it's just a fist. It's just a fist, like, you know, that's all it is. Well, apparently there's a song from Canada, and TK chose it.
His name is Classified. He's had 15 albums out. I understand y'all don't know who the hell he is. But I just felt like
I like
playing
it.
A song that has to do with Canada. For you guys who don't know me, I am from Canada, so that's why I played it.
Anything to do with tonight at all, or just the fact that...
No, I was at CrossFit this morning, and the song came up, and I was like, hey, who's that person? And then I was like, oh, I should play this on Raw.
So there you go.
Yeah.
To support Canada.
Yeah. Shout out to
your
home
country. Welcome, everybody. This is the Raw After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We have a full squad for the first time ever. Not for the first time ever, like a full squad.
Since I've been around.
We have. It's true.
I'll take it, yeah.
TK's been holding that ship together. No, a first time that we've had this specific squad. So let's get right into it. Johnny here with you. Good to see you all, and good to have you all listening. I'm at Jay Quasso on all social media. I'm going to save the queen of the show for last. We're going to move to our brand new friends over here on the opposite side. They are both the hosts of the Something to Wrestle With After Show, which you can watch right here on AfterBuzz TV on Sundays. The other gentleman is a film critic. You can see all his work on RealTalker.com. Follow him at The Jim Alexander. He's got to be The Jim Alexander.
I would be. Like The Rock, just a lesser version for sure.
Okay.
That's up there.
And the other man is a very talented stand-up comedian, also on the Something to Wrestle With After Show. His album, American For Now. Find him at Flobito. He's Flobo Boyce.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on the show. Appreciate
What's
it.
Happening, man?
We're good, man. We're good.
All right. Yeah. So let's you know, this show is really loose. I don't know if you guys have watched it before. Yeah. What we do is we don't go step by step after the Raw After Show because there's so, 3+ hours. No.
Yeah.
What we do is we find the main talking points because that's what everyone wants to know about anyway. And there was a lot of talking points tonight. TK, first off, I'm going to introduce you. She can be seen all the time on VH1. You can find her anywhere where money's being made. I don't know if that means like a printing factory or something, but it's possible.
Hey, if they pay me enough, I'll be there.
That's right. Follow her at TK Trinidad. She's Canada's own TK Trinidad.
What's up, folks?
So, hey, what do you think of... I actually, this role was kind of incredible, I think.
Besides the ending.
Yeah, the ending.
Let's call that.
What was wrong with the ending?
Disappeared.
It was so abrupt, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were supposed to announce something, and then he just beats him down, and it's over. They just cut away as if you just waited another 5 minutes. Like, is this coming back? Like, why are the credits rolling? It was so abrupt, and then they announced that this match is set. It didn't seem apparent from watching Raw that...
They announced the match afterwards?
Yeah,
the WWE app push notification to all mobile users saying it's official that Rollins is with Brock. But yeah, if you were just watching the show itself, it wasn't explicitly stated.
No.
But that aside, though, I actually enjoyed the show. I thought it was a step in the right direction. I haven't been so excited about WrestleMania season this early for this so many years, and I think that is some groundbreaking matches waiting to happen. So
I'm with you on that. Yeah. And plus, I kind of like how it ended. Seth Rollins getting F5 17 times? I mean... We didn't need to see the match being announced. We knew... At that point, when he attacked Lesnar, and then he got his receipt for it.
You weren't hoping for that whole Batista deciding between two brands instead of having Daniel Bryan standing there and Brock Lesnar.
That was weird. Yeah, Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan were backstage, and I was expecting them to hit the... That's the only thing. I was like, wait, were they supposed to be
Total red herring. Total red herring, right?
So, yeah. I do like the fact that after a pay-per-view, it was actually entertaining, because usually after a pay-per-view, it's just kind of like blah. And according to Bosa, the GM of the AfterBuzz chat for wrestling,
boy.
He said that Vince didn't complete writing the script or what the outline was until like 45 minutes before the show started.
What?
According to Bosa, which
how
is according
does he
to
know?
No, he I was trying to write it down, my pen didn't work.
Okay.
But he was, I think it was Sean from Fightful.com. Like, he quoted a wrestling source, and Fightful Sean is actually a really good really good source because I send him my press releases for Women's Wrestling Weekly, which you can start checking out on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that it was hard to predict how long the show would run.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying...
Pencils down. No, girl, no.
But I didn't...
Maybe that's why they abruptly cut it off at the end.
Maybe he's like, I'm done. I guess this
all works out.
But I did like... Concerning as after a pay-per-view, it was quite entertaining. And yeah. I enjoyed Royal Rumble a lot, too, because the last couple pay-per-views were just like, okay.
The funny thing is, you know, the internet was all about, everything was so predictable at the Rumble. But predictable isn't always bad. I mean, let's be honest. Rollins, maybe he wasn't like in a super exciting, shocking choice. But who has been more consistent over the past year than him?
They've been building him for a year. That's been their poster child, in a sense, for the push all year long and the promos that he was giving. Like, I couldn't think of anyone else that they consistently throughout a year pushed to this point without really having any drawbacks.
Right. Yeah.
And their kind of hands were tied. As much as I love SmackDown, they focus way too much on parody, that anyone can beat anyone on any given SmackDown, mm-hmm. to the point where you didn't think of a favor would come from SmackDown at all. I almost felt like
in the men's magic.
In the men's Royal Rumble, I kind of felt like, okay, it's going to be a Raw person, and who does deserve it more than Seth Rollins?
To be honest, I would have been perfectly okay if Andrade would have won. I understand, story-wise, it wouldn't have made a lot of sense, but who's been better in the ring than him over the past couple of months?
I'm an Andrade fan.
I'm definitely, yeah.
Either though.
But yeah, Rollins definitely made sense for sure. Now let's go to top story, without a doubt. If people were wondering who deserves to be in the actual main event, meaning closing out the show, meaning going last on the card, all it took was 3 minutes and a microphone, and I think Ronda and Becky proved that tonight. You know, WWE, about a month ago, when the whole McMahon family came out and they said, we're going to give you what you want now, I think it's pretty obvious what the people want. And if you ask me, Ronda and Becky just gave us something that we haven't seen in quite some time as far as you want real emotion? Damn.
Right.
Well, I think people want Becky. I think people are tired of Ronda. Meaning that
I disagree
with the whole. Well, one, there's a couple things that came out. The couple things was that I forgot who it was, but I think last week they were saying that Ronda was planning on having a baby and her contract's like up at a certain time, so that's why she got the belt so quickly.
Maybe, but she's earned it. I mean, she's proved her worth.
Yeah,
she's proved her worth. Are you kidding me?
One of the biggest signings in the longest time.
Just look at her last 24 hours. Her and Sasha knocked it out of the park, and then tonight, her and Bayley knocked it out of the park.
I think she could have done that without the belt.
She's like Lesnar. She won't come there to just be without a belt. Need to legitimize her that way.
Right.
That she's so.
We all knew she was going to get the belt early because of who she was and all this other stuff. But my thing is, to me, it would have. It was more marketing why they did that. To me, if they did the road less traveled where they made her earn the belt and you see her coming up, like, she's definitely improved. And even after her first match, I said publicly, it's like, look, I get it. I read her book. Like, I know she's a hard worker. And I was like, okay, there's no way, you know, that she would have failed at it. You're going to continue getting better at it. However, I feel that she could have done all that stuff without the belt, and it still would have drawn attention.
I kind of agree with the both of you. I felt like I was going into this weekend, I was a little bit bored of Ronda, and I felt that...
She just showed up a year ago. Yeah. She's the most decorated MMA superstar of all time.
You know she's
been a rocket ship of improvement over the past year. Are people sick of Ronda? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not saying sick.
You said people are sick of Ronda.
No, I'm saying that when she went into both matches, did you think that she was going to lose?
When?
Did you think she was going to lose tonight?
No.
Did you think she was going to lose at Royal Rumble?
No, and that's fine.
No, and we knew that. And it's fine.
Did you think Lesnar was going to lose?
That's what I'm saying. I don't like knowing. And like I like the almost the element of surprise. If you already know that she's not going to lose her belt, then the fight's less interesting.
Then
like
you would have hated watching Hulk Hogan 25 years ago.
You really?
Jesus.
But we are in a different era now. Come to 2019. We are currently in 2019.
She needs to have the title for Mania. It's just simple as that. You can't have her drop the title before WrestleMania and then try to get it back.
She's not going to drop the title. That's
and
the
first
whole,
off, Heywood Wong in chat for saying I'm sipping Ronda Kool-Aid. Are you not watching what she's been doing? Are you kidding? She has been incredible in the ring, regardless of who she's been working with. And her mic skills have also been way better than most people have expected.
I totally agree with you, although she flubbed a couple times today, but it is what it is. Everybody's human. I totally agree with you.
Right.
She's great. She's improved all this other stuff. She can't drop the belt before WrestleMania because she's the main drawback. SmackDown because she's going to bring in people who don't watch Raw and SmackDown
all the time. That's why I'm saying.
Not necessarily. Like, Becky, I agree. Like, sorry. I agree, but people don't know Becky's own. People only know Becky from wrestling. People know Ronda right. beyond.
Of course.
UFC beyond wrestling also.
But them
she's a
together
house
is a main event. Look, and
I still don't
think
it's a main event at Mania. If that's your main event, then that means your rest of the card isn't strong. I think it could be
not even close.
I don't agree with that. Being a woman, I don't even agree with that. That's
Did you hear the reaction that Becca and Ronnie got tonight? Okay, what? Name one reaction in the past 6 months that's been stronger than what Becca and Ronnie got.
Agreed, but that just shows how, like, there's no stars on the rest of the roster. Like, there's no legitimate, there's no Cena's right now. There's nobody, Roman's gone. They can't build a star right now, so everyone's kind of almost upper end mid level guy.
Here's what I was going to say.
Tell me who stands
10
out.
10 minutes ago.
One guy does not
stand. I was going to say. Yeah. I was a little bit bored with Ronda. I thought Becky was strong, but I didn't like the way she was booked in the Royal Rumble, tapping out to Asuka clean,
right,
and then begging to go into the Rumble with Dave, with Finlay being the gatekeeper. However,
I kind of like that though. Yeah.
That promo
Shane
today
came
though,
out and let her go or something.
Right. That promo tonight though made me realize I would pay to see that.
But then Ronda followed it up perfectly.
Right.
Really
I really think we work together. I would give him the main event. I think it's time. I can't.
What if she leaves? What if Ronda leaves? What do you do then?
Then it's
you're going to still give her the main event
after
for someone that's leaving?
Well, Goldberg and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 20 they gave him a side main event. And
well, how did that turn out?
It wasn't that good,
disaster.
But what I'm saying is these guys can have a better match. I really think they're a way better thing.
To follow your point, though, about how the main event means, you know, if they're the main event, it means the card isn't strong. Look at last year's main event. You had Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. They got booed out of the building.
Well, yeah, because that was a repeat.
But they still put it as the main event. This is the match people want to see. And judging by the reaction tonight, you can't deny that. You have Becky Lynch, who's on fire. She's the female Stone Cold, if you want to call
it. They made a mistake tonight with Rollins and Lesnar. If it was Daniel Bryan Rollins, that's main event worthy for sure. Mm. That is a main event that you can book and everyone would be salivating for.
That's backlash.
I would like to agree with you, but I mean, the crowd didn't even like AJ and Daniel Bryan last night for some reason, and they were
because it's been redundant. They've been going at it
that's
for a few months
reason.
Already.
That's right after the Rumble.
Here's the thing. Mania is about conclusion of stories. Right now, Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins have no story. Yes, they have a long history, but most WWE fans have no clue what they did in Ring of Honor. That's just the fact.
Right.
And so you look at Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch right now. And this has nothing to do with the fact they were women. I know, you know, WWE is like, if they're going to main event WrestleMania, women are going to do it. It's not about that.
No.
To me, whether you're a man or a woman, what's the hottest story?
The longest.
What do fans want the most? What's the longest running thing? What will get the biggest reaction? Mm-hmm. And you find me a match that's going to get a better reaction right now than Ronda and Becky. And maybe it'll happen over the next 2 months, but I think
Ronda's status is a huge factor in this, too.
Of course, she
leaves, then this is kind of a waste. It's a one-off then. But if she stays around and there's a continuation to this, then I guess you can make a case for this. But if she's just about to leave right after WrestleMania and drop that title,
I don't think she will.
I don't think that you put all the eggs in one basket for that.
Well, according to Bosa, shout out to Bosa, I believe she has like a 3-year contract. And the thing is, she's mentioned on several interviews and also on TMZ Sports, all this other stuff, that she wants to get pregnant. You can't just decide to get pregnant like right after WrestleMania.
Right.
So she might not do like live events and stuff like that.
Sure.
So, you know, they might, you know, figure out a way for her to drop the belt. But again, after that report came out, WWE came out and said that that's not going to happen. And, you know, we don't know. But she's going to have to drop the belt eventually. Like, she can't have the belt for years. And
well, she's going to drop it to Becky. I think that's pretty obvious.
I hope so.
We'll see.
Something we can see. Hey, guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you are on YouTube right now, hit the thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you are on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Do you read the comments?
No. Generally,
being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our show. So shout out to Bosa.
Yeah.
Evan T. Mack is in the chat.
Yo.
I see you. Heywood Wong.
Max Deck.
Anissa Barr is in the chat.
Anissa
Zeno Hour.
Coco like, Cena in the house.
Yeah, y'all, like, Coco we really, Cena. Really appreciate it. I sometimes read the comments. I'm not even going to lie.
Well,
but, you know.
Generally, reading comments, it's almost like you want to torture yourself. So I try not to do that, mostly. But I do appreciate all the comments.
Thank you, Orlando, for telling me.
So before we move on,
appreciate it.
Yes or no, I'm going to ask, go down the line here. Yeah. Yes or no, do Ronda and Becky have a chance of actually headlining going on last at WrestleMania?
They have a chance, but I don't agree with it.
Okay.
The time is now. I say yes.
Oh, for sure. They've been hyping up the Women's Revolution. Mm-hmm. They had Evolution. It's a big thing. They've been talking about it all the time. You have the Diva Search coming out. You had Stephanie McMahon saying that she wants the equal amount of men and women on both rosters. Like, it'd behoove them to capitalize on it, even though they weren't necessarily the ones to start the Women's Revolution as far as wrestling is concerned.
Becky's hot. Ronda's hot. I mean, well, they're hot as a popularity. Ronda has a household name thing going
on. Wait. So you don't think Becky...
Yeah, I do think Becky's hot.
I don't want to objectify them. I'm saying that's a hot angle.
Speaking of objectified, we can do the boudoir right now.
Oh, do you want to do it?
He's like, what is going on right now?
I'm joining it.
So I think
it's now time for TK's boudoir.
I think all
with TK Trinidad.
I think all the women look fire today, and even from Royal Rumble, I appreciated, like, they're just always on point. The dudes.
Oh, the glam squad.
The glam squad, for sure. The dudes, definitely, we're going to, you know, stick. I feel like it's been a while, but we really did a show last week. It feels so much longer.
We did.
Oh my gosh, I just lost his name, but I could see his butt.
I can see his butt.
Now you're going to make me guess look like?
Is it Shane McMahon?
It's Brown.
Elias.
Lashley. Yes, Lashley. I see his butt. I couldn't think of his name.
It's hard to miss that butt.
Yes, yeah. So shout out to Bobby Lashley.
What you going to do with that butt?
And Lio Rush. Lio Rush took the shirt off, laid it down. They're both, you know, physical specimens. Kudos to that. And then also shout out to Ronda and Becky. Becky's looking fire with her outfits, all that stuff in her hair and the braids. Ronda, I mean, it's a hit or miss. Sometimes I like her outfits, sometimes I don't. But I could appreciate, you know, girl power.
So you mentioned the glam squad. Any specific women besides them? The whole crew you're saying tonight was just
the whole crew's on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, women are... I don't think what you guys understand. Like, you guys just put on the trunks and you just, you know...
We are.
Whatever.
No sequins.
No
tassels.
Yeah.
Looking
but
all
women,
plain.
Like, you put the makeup on, you have the hair extensions, you have two pieces, you have to make sure stuff doesn't fall out. It's a lot of work to do all that.
I know.
You have to appreciate
it. I have a friend in the glam squad. She works real hard.
Yeah, it's, and they keep the lashes on because there's nothing worse than having one lash on, one lash. It's just, so shout out to the whole team and the glam squad for keeping those women in check and, like, looking
gorgeous. Shout out for lashes, too. That's dope.
That's right.
Shout out to Lashley.
So, the other possible main event that we had already mentioned, Rollins and Brock. So, ending was strange. A lot of F5s. You mentioned, you know, obviously Rollins and Daniel Bryan would be an incredible match. But let's be real here. No one knows the future of Brock Lesnar. Is he supposedly going to fight again?
He's never going to leave. I mean, how many times have we heard Lesnar's on his way out and then he's back and he's staying? It's been 3 years of this constant. He's leaving after WrestleMania and then he teases a UFC thing or whatever and he's back.
I think he's enjoying himself.
Yeah. He's got a great deal and he's got, like, no dates that he's working basically all year long. Why wouldn't he stay for another decade?
Why? Yeah, that's totally agree with
the
you.
The one thing that Brock proved the last night at the Royal Rumble is that he can still tell a story. You have a guy that large.
Oh, man.
And you, let's say he drops the title. Where do you put him? Main event? Or, like, opening a random Raw? No. I mean, you've got a guy in the main event scene. You use him as much as you can.
You can argue the two people on the card that sold better than anyone were Lesnar and Ronda.
Yeah.
I mean, when Ronda punched that post, you saw that the rest of the match. And Lesnar got his ass handed to him by Finn Balor.
He did.
Just goes to show you, man, he's playing ball.
Right. And I have to give him props for that.
But wouldn't you play ball, too, if you only have to work every 3 months?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, but here's the thing. Finn Balor is kind of the loser in all this, and he shouldn't be. Because now he doesn't have a clear path to a top-notch main event match at WrestleMania after this performance. That's what I was worried coming into this Rumble. Because Finn Balor could have been a guy that genuinely could have won the Rumble. And that was his opportunity to give him that push. Mm-hmm. But since he had that match, it was kind of like a throwaway in that sense. Now, what happens to him going forward?
Well, it's like I agree. Lashley. So here's a guy that challenged for the Universal title, almost beat Brock Lesnar to the point of actually winning the belt, and the next day he's feuding with Leo Rush and Bobby Lashley.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And his butt.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all.
I love Lashley and I love Finn, but right now you just got to go with stories, and Finn's not in a story. He wasn't in a story before 2 weeks ago.
Sure, but the next day I would, have
I mean, I think it's almost like an in-between, so you're going to see Finn and Lashley go at it.
Hopefully.
And then, like I said last week, I wish the best for Lashley, but I don't see him holding the belt for a long period of time.
No.
So,
because I want to see him move up. I want to see, I'd be cool.
Like I said, I want him to see him move up too, but this is not going to happen.
I feel Finn should be in a triple threat. I think they should make that a triple threat with Lesnar and Rollins.
And Finn?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be an incredible match.
I think you would have different styles. You'd have that Finn versus Brock still thing continuing, and you add Rollins to the mix. I think that's a better option.
String Blazer, everybody.
But then, but then you have to worry about, the whole, what are you win the Rumble for? Then you're just going to add another person in the match. It's going to be, so there's that whole argument. Not that consistency seems to matter anymore these days, but I see your point there.
They've done it before.
And then also shout out to Evan T. Mac in the chat, which I already did before. However, this is taking note why I'm saying that Lashley probably won't have the belt for a long period of time and he probably won't move up is because during the Royal Rumble, there were no more than two black men at one time in the Royal Rumble.
At the same time.
At the same time. And none of them lasted longer than 5 minutes.
Damn.
Wow.
Poor Apollo, man. I have his merch. I'm a big fan.
Apollo lasted a little
while. Black man purgatory.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to think, and I see your point, I would like to think, let's say Finn and Lashley, they feud up to WrestleMania. Let's say Finn gets the IC title, which I believe would be the first time in his career. Then I would like to see Lashley move up to the main title picture because it's long overdue, in my opinion.
He's
not getting any younger, and somehow he still looks like he's perfect.
I got to be honest with you. Lashley has the size. He has the strength, the power, but there's just something missing. The X Factors,
He just doesn't have that persona. Leo Rush is helping with the mic skills for him and doing that work, but Lashley is just too bland. He's got the look, but just something about him that's boring.
Well, that's why I think the addition of Leo Rush is great, because you could say that almost the same thing about Brock Lesnar. Not necessarily they're on the same level, but it's just like, if Brock Lesnar was the one who was talking for himself, then it would be like, I'm not really feeling this.
I wish Lashley would also talk, because if anyone watched his work before he came back to WWE, he was really at his best. He was talking quite a bit. He was incredibly obnoxious, and the character was better than everybody else.
He needs to be a heel to do that, though.
Of course.
Right.
Which he is right now. My point is, though, Leo Rush doesn't have to do all the talking.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would like to see Lashley get on the mic, too.
But my remedy for Lashley in this case is to give him a longer-term feud with someone to show him that progression of character. I feel like all of his angles since coming back have been a month, maybe 6 weeks,
and
they move on. And it's like, well, you can't get behind either one, you know?
You are correct on that one. But, yeah, it looks like Finn and Lashley are going to at least do something, maybe leading up to Chamber. But then again, there's fast. I mean, we're 2 months away, essentially, from everything. So let's get into Elias. What the hell? I mean, a decision was made. Elias doesn't like the people anymore, just like he used to. And now he's only going to play with himself. And
thank goodness.
You know what? You give me a Road Dog and you give me a Double J, and that's going to be a fun segment, and it sure as hell was.
Right.
So.
No Kid Quicks needed.
No. So Elias is back to. What do you think was the reason for the quick switch? I mean, Elias was only essentially a fan favorite for about 6 weeks, 2 months, and now
that's
boom.
6 weeks, 2 months too long. Like, he's just not cut out. It's like putting Orton as a face. It just doesn't work. It's not natural.
Or the Miz, in a way.
Yeah, or in Miz in that same way, too. Although Miz is on TV a lot, so we can kind of move him into the... He's in the spotlight a lot outside of wrestling. But with Elias, that's just such a heel character in every sense. And for him to start getting cheered, it was flat. And he, I don't think you could see it in him that I don't think he enjoyed it himself.
No.
He turned face to feud with Lashley for 6 weeks, right? That was, because I feel like it was the whole Leo Rush, come get this child
thing
with Leo.
To prove your point, yeah.
Yeah, and that was it. Well.
Yeah, but wasn't that almost like a natural progression? Like, he started, pretty much tearing down the audience, and he continued tearing down the audience, and then the audience started loving it.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like an abuse, like,
like the angle thing, the you suck, right?
Yeah. So it's just like people started liking it, and then I think people still, like, either way, he's getting a pop. Yes. So it's just like, now it's just like, okay, well, I'm just going to insult you guys some more. And they're like, yeah, give me more. Like, it's almost like,
because well, you heard him tonight, they were chanting, "We're not worthy."
Yeah.
When he was about to sing. So you're absolutely right, TK. I mean, bottom line is, no matter what Elias does, people are going to cheer for him. But the fact is, he's just way more entertaining when he's cutting the crowd down, because he has the ability to deliver things in such a dry fashion.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of a cool turn. Now, to have the whole Road Dogg and Double J thing, I mean, that was just fun.
That classic. Is fun. Somebody's going to have fun. Jonelle Jackson. I'm terrible with names. But shout out. He's having a birthday, and he's going to SmackDown Live tomorrow. So shout out to you.
Hey,
I'm always about
Phoenix?
The birthdays, so, nice. You know.
Do you live in Phoenix, Jonelle? I assume you do. If you do, I hope you had a good weekend, because there was a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Elias, we'll see. The question is, you know, what last year at WrestleMania, wasn't his thing like his perform? He performed?
Did he have something with...
Did he do it with The Rock?
No.
I don't know.
Didn't he have something coming up with Cena last year?
Yeah, I forgot.
He
definitely did a performance.
Okay.
Do you think Elias will ever have a longer term program with anyone? Or is it just too character-y with the concerts and the guitar and everything?
I'm feeling the guitar because it's kind of part of him. Like
Jeff Jarrett felt it too, twice.
Yeah, sure. but I'm feeling the whole guitar thing. But like somebody said in the chat, like he, as much as he practices guitar, he should practice wrestling. Not to say he can't wrestle, but they should give him opportunities to actually wrestle. But the fact he's getting on the air almost every week, which is, you know, better than we could say for like somebody like Zack Ryder, which we haven't seen.
Well, he's not even that category.
He was dropped, tonight, yeah.
Drop the guitar. Eventually, I think this is a good move to turn him heel. And the next thing is drop the guitar and take that away from him and let him just be a heel. I think you will see him shine in that way. Once the guitars go away, I think it's almost a crutch in a way.
Yeah, I see
for him.
Your point.
I think he's got a lot more to offer that we haven't seen yet.
And he's such a... God, the guy is so strong and massive. Like, he could just get a mean streak in him, and you're right. Just get rid of the guitar. Granted, it's a good weapon to use. But, yeah, I mean, I think
the guy
is...
change it up.
He's got everything, so let's see what he can do.
But that gimmick's not even, like, a year old, isn't it? Has it been longer than that?
I think it's been longer than a year. Maybe not 2 years.
Yeah.
But he's been longer than a year.
But,
I just feel like if he drops the guitar, like, obviously everybody has to change in order to, you know, be relevant. But I feel like if he drops the guitar, then he's going to go back into that locker room, like, we might see him once in a while type thing. And
or he has a mean streak like Drew McIntyre and just completely starts demolishing people and attacking people in that way. I think that could work for him.
I could see that. I just don't. The roster's so big now that I feel like if he drops the guitar, we're not going to see him for a minute.
I think that's fair.
Hmm.
I think because they could just do the strum and say, come back, you'll be right back after this, and you'll stick around a commercial break to wait for Elias to show up. That's a lot to say,
yeah.
You know, for a brand.
Either way, I mean, after the Rumble, there's so many questions, and that's the beautiful thing leading up to WrestleMania. What's Elias going to do? There's only so many people that can be on the card. You got to believe Elias will be a part of it, though, just because he has all those extra intangibles. The women's tournament is now officially underway. Riot Squad moves on, and Tamina and Nia Jax move on. I'm not quite sure. Did you guys see the layout of the tournament? Like, how many teams are going to be actually...
3 from Raw, 3 from SmackDown, and Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
So we're talking a massive Elimination Chamber with...
Yeah.
12. Oh, my God.
With 6 tag teams, and the winners will be the first ever.
And they're going to be... Okay, so the Elimination Chamber with 12 women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good God almighty. That is terrifying.
Yeah.
That is a filled-up chamber.
Yeah, you want to be in.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't... No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like that much metal and steel and chains. Like, what were you thinking?
Nia Jax continues to dominate.
No, I don't. No, not a big fan.
Oh, that's not what I heard.
I'll referee. Yeah.
That's so creepy.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got Tamina and Nia Jax move on and the Riot Squad move on. And so, yeah, Elimination Chamber. So we're going to have 3 Elimination Chamber matches then?
No, I think it's the women's match. It's a women's tag team match. And I'm not sure what the men's match is going to be, if it's going to be Raw or SmackDown. But, I mean, how do you feel about Nia Jax one day removed from her Royal Rumble appearance, continuing to bruise and attack?
Punking out Ambrose.
Yeah, after him losing his feud with Seth. It was bizarre, wasn't it?
Not a good look for Ambrose, man. He does the whole, you know, massive turn on the worst night ever when Roman, you know, makes the announcement
which
about
is
leukemia.
Still perfect, kind of. And then shout out to Roman and The Rock. They were in like a movie or a TV show.
Yes.
Which, like, shout out to them.
You're right. Story-wise, it was perfect. But now I don't know what's been happening since. It's like he lost to Seth, and I understand why. But then getting punked out by Nia, it's like, is he going to go completely crazy and start
Here's the problem. I think some of these guys who are talking about that can't find a place, and this is bad timing because it's road to WrestleMania. They need a jump to the different roster, to SmackDown. Like, Dean Ambrose needs a jump to SmackDown, I feel. So could Finn Balor in a lot of ways. I think there's more feuds for him on a different brand. And right now they're kind of stuck and lost heading into WrestleMania, and they might end up on a lower level, kind of lower tier part of the card.
I mean, to be honest, you know where he'd fit in perfectly right now is if you wanted to go down and fight Ciampa. But
yeah, I agree. Because I was going to say, like, the WWE has that luxury or crutch or whatever you want to say of saying we have that second brand. But you had the shakeup, what, 9 months ago? And mm-hmm. the rosters are already stale? Like, that's a problem. You have Dean Ambrose in arguably the best shape of his life. He super sold a curb stomp today. Mm-hmm. Gets hit in the back of the head from Nia and disappears like a video game boss. Like,
and I wanted to hear what he had to say in that chair. And then Nia, you know, interrupted him.
Yeah, it was just bizarre. It was bizarre.
It was.
Are they prepping more for, like, instead of having the mixed match challenge, almost, and yeah, having it part of the show?
One giant
is
rumble?
That a WrestleMania match? Maybe Nia versus Dean?
That would be kind of
That'd be interesting, actually.
Nia versus somebody.
If they did that. That'd be like a first time ever. That'd be a lot of thing they can publicize and make a big deal
out
of. That
will definitely be social media worthy.
Yeah. And they'll give controversy, too, for it, sure.
In 2019, when everything's a trigger? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what they're going for.
Yeah.
Because, let's be honest, I mean, intergender wrestling has happened for quite a long time.
And Nia could hang, that's for sure.
Of course.
And we know that.
Lucha Underground's been doing it. Now, granted, they're a television show, not a wrestling promotion, but they have
still wrestling.
Right. They've had incredible intergender wrestling for the entire run of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So, hey.
That would be awesome. I'm here for that.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
And maybe that's what they're setting up for.
Yeah, could be.
Otherwise, I'm not quite sure why she would punk him out like that.
Why not?
Throw him out of the ring.
I'd punk him out, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Imagine a promo from a lunatic.
We saw Kurt Angle in action.
Yeah.
Which it's, we need to appreciate. I understand he lost to Corbin. I understand it wasn't a long match. We need to appreciate that this man just turned 50 years old.
Yep.
And still brought it in the ring and had a really solid match. And I'd like to believe this is not the end of it. I want Kurt Angle to be, you know, victorious at some point. So hopefully this could become
a redemption storyline. He's lost twice in a row, and he's going to have to prove something at WrestleMania or he retires. This is a perfect angle for him, Angle, to work. Going into Mania, he's going to, depends who, they might throw in a way, might not, shouldn't be Corbin probably, but have him say that if I don't win whatever match at Mania, I'm done forever, and have him do that. And he can win and retire, but this could set up, hey, I've been losing. Like, Cena did that one losing streak with the WrestleMania thing, and if I don't win, you know, that sort of thing. This is Angle's chance to do that. He's lost, and he's got something to prove. I think they can build it into a storyline totally.
Two-time Hall of Famer, something to prove. I mean, that's a hard sell for me. It has to be something bigger.
Aging Hall of Famer, though. Well, one that's been away for a while.
Ages? I'm just messing with you. I'm not for it. Reason being is that it's just like, I want to be everything to be in that writing room. But it's like, I'm wondering what they're thinking. So he was the manager. He went on vacation. Now he's back. Now he's wrestling, which is fine, I guess. But again, I think for me, there's just so many great talents in the locker room that we didn't even get to see today that he's taking away from. Because we know what Angle could do. We've seen his, you know, resume. He could do other things other than doing that.
And but I feel it's like WrestleMania, and you need names. What are the big names? They always bring in big names from a past for WrestleMania to do a match. Who are the big names? You're not going to probably get The Rock.
Well, he did tweet Becky Lynch today. Did you see that?
Batista, maybe? Like, every year we have someone. We don't know about Triple H. What about Triple H versus Dean? How about that?
Yeah, I think Anissa Barr said that.
His pec is still recovering. It's going to be a close call as far as being healthy, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think part of the reason that Angle maybe ran into kind of like floating around a little bit is, don't forget, I think it was leading towards like him versus Corbin for control of Raw. Mm-hmm. But then the McMahon family made that kind of like, I don't want to say a snap decision, but a fairly quick decision to say, oh, let's do the State of the Union on Raw and let's change things up because people are just getting really upset with everything.
Yeah, right. And Cole buried him for that on air and was like, yeah, the worst things ever. Thanks to Corbin.
So I kind of feel like that was made that decision, and then all of a sudden the whole Angle, Corbin, whatever that may have been, is kind of backburnery.
Right.
But with that said, you would like to see Kurt Angle be a part of WrestleMania somehow.
Yeah. I there's a reason for this that it happened.
Yeah, there's got to be angling for something, yep. But it's just
so I think it was a storyline split. So you had Angle on that redemption track, and then you established Corbin as someone formidable for his alliance with Drew McIntyre later on in the evening, right? Mm-hmm. When we saw him dismantling Braun Strowman. And that weird, like, I'm a psychopath, I'm solo, but I have a new best friend. His name is Baron Corbin, the guy with the vests and the dress pants.
You know? Yeah. Well, I mean, they've kind of teamed up before.
Yeah, but is anyone asking for that, though? Like, now? Because he was off TV, Corbin was. Shows up at the Rumble, mm-hmm. and then they reestablished this. So to me, I think it's a new chapter, no?
Yeah, it's interesting. Corbin is keeping the same attire as well, considering he's no longer a constable.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right. When that happened, say if you hadn't seen Corbin for the last 4 weeks, would you have noticed him gone? Like, I feel like, okay, the McMahon family said we're taking control of everything because you guys have been, like, essentially complaining, and we're gonna redo everything. We're laying off Paige, but she's still with WWE. All this other stuff, like, we get it, but it's just like. Again, if he goes away for a little bit, reinvents himself and comes back, I'm here for that versus you're still wearing the same outfit and you're still vying for a position that mm-hmm. you're not going to get because McMahon family said we're running the show. So the potential of you getting it is not happening anytime soon.
His intro music doesn't even fit that. You know, yeah. He's still got the updated, newer, but it just doesn't feel that, the role that he's been doing.
Yeah. I don't know.
The theme song of middle management.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. The theme from The Office.
Right.
It's just weird.
Yeah, that's the thing. Kurt Angle and Corbin at Mania now, what would the stakes be? Because I don't think the McMahons are going to relinquish control anytime soon, considering they just kind of got back in charge, and tonight we saw... It's like, you never know who you're going to see. Tonight we saw Triple H.
Right.
Maybe we'll see Vince tomorrow, or Steph, or whoever. Probably Shane, of course. So I like the unpredictability, but also there's some instability with consistency. Like, you mentioned right. the Fit Finley thing last night. That didn't make sense for Fit to be able to say yes. It should have been like, Shane, yeah. there's some power.
Unless
play.
They're prepping, right. like, they're almost doing, they're prepping for WrestleMania, but they're also planning for, like, almost like the brand switches.
Mm-hmm. Well, it comes right after
right,
WrestleMania.
After WrestleMania, and maybe they're introducing certain names as far as possible managers. Because I don't see the McMahons doing this whole control thing for the whole year. They did it. The timing that they did it was perfect. It was leading up to the holiday season. We saw the whole Ronda Rousey thing, all that other stuff. So, like, that was all great, and we were interested because I definitely checked out at that period of time. So, I see it, but I don't see them doing it past Mania.
Mm-hmm. Before we move into my honorable mentions of the night, were there any... surprises you wish we would have seen in the Rumble? Because the internet always has opinions. I actually like the fact that we didn't get a ton of legends because you have a roster that's so deep. Use the people on your roster.
Agreed.
They're just adding more people to the roster. They're doing a diva search. Where are you putting these divas?
They are?
I don't understand. Yeah.
She mentioned earlier.
Mm.
Wow.
I'm paying attention to the channel.
Wow.
I'm doing it right now. TK.
Alright, Johnny.
I got the chat roll. I'm wearing a lot of hats right now. All right. A lot of hats.
All right.
I drove back from Phoenix at 4 in the morning. Right. Wearing a lot of hats today.
Here we go.
Have Elias come play.
What's going on?
I agree. We got the one legend in Jeff Jarrett, and that was fun because, we always thought that Jeff would not be seen in his old attire and all that. But you're right. When it becomes too legendary, you realize they're not going to win. You're not going to have Tatanka going to the WrestleMania. So it was fun. NXT got some love and some action like
sure.
that.
I
was
hoping, men and women, both.
Yeah, both. I was kind of hoping that the Undisputed Era would have came by, but they didn't. But that's still fine.
That's a lot of dudes, man.
Yeah, I'm still fine with that because the ones we did get, Aleister Black and Johnny Gargano and Caitlin Cazzara, were all good. Yes. Daniel Cazzara were all great. So.
And Rhea was
And Rhea Ripley, yeah. NXT UK in the house. Yeah.
I was so shocked at how many people thought that we were going to see Kenny Omega. It's like, what? He's no.
Yeah, that wouldn't make sense.
You could always throw in your hopes, but
you could throw in your hopes, but a lot of people really thought it was going to happen. I was like, dude, no, that was not
unless they were planning to push him like AJ when he returned, when he did that debut at the Rumble, that sort of thing. He couldn't just make an appearance and be eliminated. It had to have been a real storyline, and that would have been a big deal.
Yeah. And like I said, the Rumble may have been predictable, but you know what? Rollins was the right way to go. Mm-hmm. And there were still some really solid moments as well. Honorable mention for the evening, Mojo in the Mirror. I loved it. And I know many people are not a fan of Mojo Rawley, and that's fine.
Apparently, I'm a fan of Mojo Rawley.
Well, Mojo's not a fan of Mojo because he is blaming himself in the mirror. And I loved it. I don't know what it's going to lead to, but I'm here for it right now.
Him
I'm
playing all Man in the Mirror.
Yeah. It was fitting it came after a segment after the Hawkins Ryder reunion because they broke up as
which
a hypers.
Also gets honorable mention, Edgehead's reunion.
Oh, yeah, Edgehead's, that's right.
For sure. I'm sorry, I spoiled that. I think it was cool because I was there when he was, I was in San Diego when he was like, oh, it's Monday Night Raleigh. When he was like, oh man, it's a whole new era. Mm-hmm. He like beat up Noé José and then disappeared. And you're like, well, is he still employed?
We haven't seen Noé José either.
Yeah, well, he was the Rumble for literally a second and a half.
Exactly. Well, hasn't he been a second and a half for like the whole time he's been. But when he's been on the main roster, like
true. Plumbo fact, that was actually my random draw to win, so I was a little upset. but yeah, I like the promo. It was kind of a little long until the reveal. We all knew he was talking to a mirror. I mean, it would be kind of random, but it was like somebody else. Mm-hmm. But I think it was pretty effective, you know, him and all black.
Mojo, I hope they do something with it though.
Yeah, he's got the look. Like he looks like he should be much better than he is. Mm-hmm. Maybe like that heel, that turn that he goes crazy on everyone, that sort of thing. You could make him legitimize.
Just what it
like
has it. To be.
You know what they could do? They could do what they did with Jinder when he had that run, the championship run. There was a guy that was not going over at
put
all.
Put him with the Singh brothers?
Well, yeah, that would help. But there was a guy that was not getting over, was just a lower card guy. And then suddenly they gave him a push and it worked.
Suddenly? Or did they go to India?
Well, that helped for sure. But there's a potential there to turn a guy from nothing to something, at least to mid-card level.
No, I totally...
He's got the look, at least.
I totally agree, but when like with stuff like that, with Jinder and other folks who are, you know, don't naturally have a tan, it's just like certain things happen because of certain countries that they're going to. Definitely. And like, I definitely appreciate Jinder and all the work he put in. He lost a lot of weight. Like, he gangstered it and he deserved it.
Oh, sure.
But the timing of it all is questionable. It's like, if they didn't go to India, would he have gotten all the love that he did?
No, there's no question. You're right.
No.
Absolutely right on that one. And whatever happens with Mojo, look, it's worth a shot because he's definitely had different opportunities. Yeah. And it's got to be everything. New gear, new music, new whatever, you know, just
new beginning. Kind of erase them and start over.
I want to ask you this, John. How far, what is the ceiling for a character named Mojo? Honestly.
That's a great point, too.
Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. I feel like having the world champion Mojo.
But if they change it, it's got to be a self-aware change. You can't just bring him back and call him something different. He's got to be the guy that says, no, don't call me that anymore.
He's going to look in the mirror, and the mirror's going to tell him the name.
I'm not going to sing it. I will not do that. That's pretty much the show, though. So thank you, guys. We're going to put ourselves over. So, Jim, go.
Putting myself over. It's for my first show right here on Raw, so hopefully I'll be here next week to do more. You can check me out at TheJimAlexander on social media.
Flobito!
Yeah, check me out on Instagram at Flobito and Flobito.com.
And definitely check out Women's Wrestling Weekly this week. We have a really great guest from ROH, VH1. You just follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can
wherever the money goes.
Wherever the money goes, I will be there.
And then I'm trying to follow behind. Follow me at Jay Quasto. Follow me at Jay Quasto. Watch Championship Wrestling from Hollywood every single week worldwide on Fight TV. Next filming is going to be Sunday, February 10th. I'm also going to be in San Francisco at the Punchline February 14th to 16th. And my special is being edited. We're getting there, so just stay tuned for that. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.